Good morning, everybody. My name's Heath McQueen, Detective Acting Inspector, Ipswich Crime Group. At approximately 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a street disturbance has occurred in the North Bavel area in Ipswich. What is known is up to 9 persons were involved in that street disturbance. It's believed to be 2 groups of persons who were known to each other, who had pre-arranged to meet outside an address in that area. Several persons involved in that disturbance have armed themselves with weapons, including multiple baseball bats, and at least one person at this point is known to have had a firearm in their possession. During the course of the assault, which occurred out on the footpath and street area, that firearm has been discharged multiple times, and as a result of that, a 31-year-old male suffered 2 gunshot wounds and subsequently died at the scene as a result of the injuries inflicted upon him. I can confirm there are multiple other persons that are currently still hospitalised in relation to this incident, and one of those persons remains in a critical condition, having suffered significant head injuries. I'd like to reassure the community that this is a targeted attack, and these 2 groups of persons are known to each other and police, and that the community does not need to be concerned for their ongoing safety. I'd also like to call on any persons who may be in the vicinity of the Bavel area yesterday that may have vehicle CCTV footage, or persons with home CCTV footage, or any person with information at all in relation to this incident, to please come forward and call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Yeah, I can confirm that this was a dispute over property. It's all part of our investigation at the moment as to what actual property that was, but I can confirm that it was a dispute over property.
And they had pre-arranged to meet, so does it appear that it's 2 groups of people that have arranged to meet?
Yes, that's correct. So it's 2 groups of people who have arranged to meet. The dispute was over property, as I've mentioned, and as a result, as I said, persons have brought firearm and other weapons to that meeting. That meeting has involved very quickly from a discussion to assaults, and escalated to the point where the firearm was discharged. Possibly, still under investigation. So we still have a crime scene down there in the Bavel area that's been forensically examined today. Ballistics will also examine that scene, and extensive inquiries in and around that area and door knocks to ascertain what's occurred here. I can confirm there are a number of people who are assisting us with our inquiries who are involved in the incident. However, there are a number of people who have been uncooperative as well.
Do we know what firearm was used?
I can't confirm that at this point in time. It's still under investigation.
Heath, there's only one person shot?
Yes, I can confirm that only one person was shot as in relation to the incident.
And one person was hit with a car. Can you talk us through what you know about that?
I can confirm that one person was struck with a motor vehicle. However, that person is not the person who's in a critical condition with head injuries in hospital. That's correct. I cannot confirm whether his injuries are related to the incident or not. However, I can confirm that there was 2 persons arrested as a result of that incident, who presented in Tivoli yesterday.
And did they make their way across the river?
Yeah, I'm led to believe that's what they did.
And so are they 2 of the people that are in hospital now, or are they another 2 that were involved?
They are 2 persons who are involved in the incident. I won't confirm whether or not they're in hospital or not, but they're involved in the incident. They're of interest to us, and we're assisting anyone with information to come forward. Call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. And again, I want to reassure the community, these are 2 groups of persons known to each other. This was a targeted attack, and the community does not need to be concerned for their ongoing welfare. Yes, they were arrested, and they're still assisting us with our inquiries. Yeah, again, that's forming part of our investigation. So all of those inquiries are still being conducted this morning. As you can appreciate, this has evolved extensively overnight. We still have a lot of inquiries to conduct. We have people cooperating, some people aren't cooperating. So hopefully as the day evolves, we'll be able to put some more of the pieces together in this puzzle. Yeah, again, still all part of our investigation at the moment. They were the only 2 persons who were arrested. However, the other persons are assisting us with our investigation.
Are you able to say how many more people you're looking for?
At this point in time, we're probably looking for one to two persons, and we're currently heavily resourced in relation to those two persons, and we will find them very shortly. Yeah, look, at the end of the day, these people, I won't comment on whether they're known to police or not. However, it suffices to say that they've involved themselves in a property dispute yesterday, which was quite minor in nature, and they've escalated that to the point where someone's died as a result of some gunshot wounds.